वंदेहं श्री गुरु।
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of November, 1975, in Delhi, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
One is fool. Where is the question of searching of? If he has got the right knowledge, then why there should be searching? Searching means he's not in knowledge.
It may be true that we have no knowledge, but we don't. We need God.
Maybe means rascal. As soon as you say maybe, you are a rascal. Immediately. There is no other argument. As soon as you say maybe, that means you are a rascal.
Well, definitely we don't know.
Well, therefore, rascal. Therefore, rascal. We definitely know Krishna, the origin of everything. That is definite. Not it maybe. We don't say Krishna maybe. No. Definitely. Krishna is to Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan. Here is God. That is definite. Therefore, our professor...
Srupada?
No. Where is written forward to my Bhagavad Gita?
Dimak.
Here is definitive. Definitive edition. That is it. Not maybe. No maybe, sir. That is asking.
In our social science, we find that God is only necessary to define the unknown. Otherwise, He has no purpose.
No, our God is not unknown. Known. We know God's residence. We know God's father, God's mother. God's activities, God's friends, everything you know. There is no maybe.
Just like in the former days when the savages saw thunderbolts.
They're savage. You may be savage. We are not savage. You may be savage. But we are not savage. We are civilized.
Therefore, we don't have so many unknown things, so we don't need God. We're civilized, so we have so many things we know now, so we don't need God.
No, we know everything. Who says we do not know? We know everything.
I'm playing the part.
We know everything. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam. This is the Vedic statement. If you know God, then you know everything. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam.
The materialists think, though, that the less you know, the more you need God. The less you know, the more you need God.
Therefore, we say they are rascals and fools. This is the, what is the house of Soviet culture. So why don't you arrange a meeting here? Here?
That's a nice place for a meeting.
Huh? That's the best place for a meeting. Yes. What is Soviet culture? We shall challenge them. Yes, we can challenge them. Because we know they're rascals. Mura.
Religion is simply to keep people satisfied, that's all. Religion is simply to keep people satisfied. It's the opiate of the masses.
That's all right, but you have no satisfaction in your culture is so bad that you are not satisfied. Then you are better. Everyone is looking after satisfaction. So you have no satisfaction. So you are less than animal.
Well, at least everybody's not satisfied equally. Everybody's not satisfied equally. So there's no envy.
Because everybody is not learned. Everybody is rascal. Therefore, he's not satisfied. if one is knowledge, he is satisfied.
But religion is just a sentimentality. There's no way.
We do not know what is religion. Therefore, we do not accept sentimental religion. We say it is cheating. Such kind of religion, we say it is cheating.
You can't eat religion.
Huh?
You can't, if you spend all your day just chanting, how can you eat? Religion means you go to the church and you just pray.
And who says that religion is should not eat? We have ample prasadam to eat. It is already there. You are researching after food. Starving dog. We don't research. There is food ready.
But we're just exploiting.
Krishna varo daya maya kurivare jivhaja. Tap prasadam nadava. Krishna is ready. Take prasadam as much as you like.
Communists will say we're just exploiting.
The communists may say, but we don't say. They are hungry people. They may say. We are not hungry. Our food is supplied by Krishna. Yoga Kremam Bahami Aham. He brings food. So why should be communist? The religion we say cheating. You don't accept sentiment.
Well, the sentiment is the faith.
Huh?
Dictionary definition. Sentimentalism is the faith.
Yes. Faith is good, provided you have faith on the superior. That is good.
So faith in knowledge.
Yes. Knowledge means received from the superior. Like the child gets knowledge from the father. That kind of faith is required. If the child does not believe the statement of father and mother, he cannot make any progress. If the child does not believe the statement of mother, he does not know who is his father. So there must be faith. Faith in the right person, then it is all right. If you have got faith in the person who has got eyes to lead you, then he will help you to cross the road. And if you put your faith to another blind man like you, then it will cause disaster. Faith is required, but to the right person, then it is all right. You know that one barber is honest, then you can make your neck like this and he is with a serpent razor. But you have faith that he will not cut my throat, he will save me. This is faith. And if you do not know him, and if you put your neck like this, and if he is a rogue, he will cut your throat. That's the same faith. If you put it to the right person, it becomes clean, it's straight. And the same faith put in the wrong person, your throat is cut off. So you must know where to put the faith. So our Vedic injunction is, put your faith to the Brahmanistham. One is God realization. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vivacchet. Samit Pani Srotriyam Brahmanistam. One who has full knowledge in the Vedas and firmly fixed up in Brahma, God, you put your faith. Otherwise, there will be disaster. Right faith.
So actually the one thing that makes Krishna consciousness different from other religious processes is the practical application of knowledge.
Yeah. Full knowledge, perfect knowledge. And other religious systems, they have no knowledge. They say of God something, but they do not know what is God. We know what is God and who is God. That is the difference.
But they have no pure devotee in which to put their faith. They have no one in which to put their faith.
Whatever they may be, but because they do not know God, therefore it is cheating. You see, India's capital, and so that is it.
You were saying about Eisenhower and Nehru? Nehru was trying to hide the villages.
But any intelligent man can understand. Any foreigner will come will understand how India is poverty stricken by this.
It seems like the strongest preaching point or platform is the presence of the presence of a pure soul, someone who's wrapped up actually in love of God, is sufficient.
A full servant of God. He can preach. He is authorized. He has got the power of attorney. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Namo Pucha.
So I was thinking on Juhu Beach, these men have been walking by now for 4 years, and actually none of them have heard you speak, or maybe a few, but now they are all coming and touching your feet.
They must have more faith in you now in India, because they're giving us 2-year visa. Faith must be improving.
Yeah.
In the right person.
They should have that knowledge. That we are doing the best service to you. It is better late than never.
They're all trying to learn Russian here, Srila Prabhupada.
Ah.
So when the Russians come and take over their country.
Talk amongst the high court judges. So when there was fierce fighting was going on between the Germans and their lives. So during the relax hours, the judges were sitting. So one, the Chief Justice, he asked one Justice Mukherjee. So Justice Mukherjee was he was Vice Chancellor. So he asked him, Mr. Mukherjee, now the Germans are coming. What will you do when they come? He said, yes, as soon as they come, we shall come on, sir, come on, sir, come on. We shall receive them. Why? Now you have taught us like that. You British people, you have taught us. Hey, our business is to receive. Anyone comes, we shall receive. That's all.
And they will do the same with the Russians.
Yes.
It seems like they are preparing now by eating lots of meat and drinking a lot of alcohol.
They cannot prepare us. That is the difference. Even they are preparing, but they cannot prepare us. That is the difference between fools and man with knowledge.
Just heard that so much for sleeping, so much for the toilet, so much. The noise of the machine, I couldn't follow the years.
Out of 100 years, 50 years sleeping. And 50 years balance, 20 years playing. And 20 years old age in marriage, and 10 years frustration.
Yes.
100 years finished. And then become a dog. This is civilization. You got the 100 years for getting out of these material clutches, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. But one. We not do that. How spoiling civilization.
In the fifth canto, it is very nicely described how for each sinful activity, a person goes to a separate type of hellish planet.
But they do not accept it. Such a foolish person.
Any sane man, if he found out what the consequences will be, he would listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
They do not believe next life, that to dismiss all these ideas. If there is no next life, Vasubhutasya, atheist, they do not believe. All big, big men in Europe, they say, no, there is no life. Here also.
They will say we have no evidence. No evidence.
Evidence is there. It's been, that's all asking. Evidence, you are a child. That is evidence. Where is that body? A very simple evidence. But these rascals are so dull. They cannot understand.
They accept what is good for their sense gratification and what is not good, they won't accept.
Then where is sense gratification?
Everything's unmanifest in the beginning, manifest in the middle, and unmanifest at the end. So why should I care for anything in this lifetime? If it's all unmanifest in the beginning, it's only manifest in the middle, and it's unmanifest again at the end. Why should I care about anything this life?
Then why you are making so much arrangement for sense gratification?
Well, I can enjoy while I've got it.
But if it is not manifested, what is enjoyment?
Well, it's better to enjoy than to suffer.
And what is enjoyment? The thief also thinks like that. Let me enjoy by stealing. Then when he goes to the prison, then he has the enjoyment finished. If somebody gives you so many rasagulla that you take this rasagulla and after finishing I shall beat you with shoes, then will you take? This is enjoyment. No sane man will like to enjoy like that. Take this rasagulla, and after this I will be seeing it. So as many rasagulla you have taken. Will you take it?
Yeah, but I eat rasagullas every day and nobody beats me with shoes.
Why the other day you told me, I cannot see, my brain is... Is he not beating his shoes? Don't you agree?
This happens to both Sarvabhali Radhakrishnan.
Everyone. But their soul has gone.
One famous psychiatrist, said there is a pleasure and pain principle, that everyone wants as much pleasure as possible and as little pain as possible. So because we have to suffer and enjoy, why not make enjoyment as much as possible and reduce the suffering?
What is this house?
It's a college. Girls' college.
Huh?
It's a girls' college.
How to kill child. This is education. Huh? Educated girl means how to divorce husband, how to kill child. Is it not? Educated, modern educated girl means how to become unfaithful to the husband, how to divorce, and how to kill child.
How to get equal rights?
No, equal rights. That's all I have. This is the education. The uneducated girls do not do this.